Good morning. It's Wine Wednesday, and I'm your host, Ziggy the Wine Gal. Thank you for tuning in this morning, and it's a happy Wine Wednesday at that. Oh, the weather the last few days has been so gorgeous. Well, a big thanks to our sponsors for Wine Wednesday, Oliver's Markets. They have four fabulous locations, and there really is nobody that supports local like Oliver's Markets. And you must get on their mailing list. I got on their mailing list a couple years ago, and not that I need more things on my email, but they always have specials for their email listers, which is really, really cool. Special deals. Okay, and Willoughby's Wine and Spirits is on board as a sponsor. They have two locations, Petaluma and downtown Santa Rosa. Well, last week on my Wine Wednesday program, I highlighted the first in my cocktail seasonal series called Getting to the Root of It. I featured my cocktail called Can't Be Beat, and I've had lots and lots of response with emails and messages for my beet shrub recipe, and of course, the cocktail recipe for Can't Be Beat. So keep them coming. You can send me an email, and I will definitely email you the recipes. My email is ziggy@krsh.com, and I'm going to be posting the recipes very, very soon on social media, so be sure and follow me at Ziggy the Wine Gal. Now, also, this past week, it has just been so amazing. Lots of international wine flair with wines coming from all over the world. I've had such incredible opportunities this last week to taste wines from Iran, from Turkey, from Spain, Greece, France, Italy, Serbia. That was a first for me. Sicily, Sardinia, and Georgia, the country. I mean, unbelievable. I've had some incredible wines. This wasn't even at a wine competition. This was just randomly at a couple restaurants in San Francisco, Delita, which is now by far my favorite restaurant in the city. I'm just going to say that out loud. Wow, Mediterranean cuisine. And I was able to try wines from so many of these countries. It was really, really cool. But right now, I'm starting to focus on local, as I always do. But this last international week has just been so, so incredible and really fun for my palate. But I'm gearing up for what I like to call competition season, which kicks off next week with the Press Democrat's 13th annual North Coast Wine Challenge. And this is one of my favorite competitions. Daryl Groom runs this, and I'll tell you, it is like no other competition. It's really cool. Wines are submitted from all North Coast AVAs to include Sonoma County, Napa County, Solano County, Marin County, Lake County, and Mendocino County. Professional judges come from all over California, and that's one of my favorite things. Besides the wines at this competition, I get to see so many colleagues from all over the state that come to judge and determine the best of the best. I've been so fortunate to have judged this competition from the beginning, and I'm excited to announce that they have a couple new things this year. So if you work for a winery, you might want to, you know, pay special close attention to this. This year, they're going to have a non-alcoholic wine category, as well as an orange wine category, and big drum roll, a nouveau style red category. And I don't know if you remember a couple of years ago here on Wine Wednesday when I announced the Thanksgiving wine picks, Cara Groom's Raw Raw Wine Company, her Pinot Nouveau took top red wine in the competition. And it just really, her wines have soared. And it's really great to see a wine competition doing a nouveau style red wine class. And I think it's the only competition I know about in this country that has a classification for judging that style of wine. I'm really excited. So if you work for a winery and you want to submit your wines, you better do it today. Here is their website, pdncwc.com. And stay tuned right here on Wine Wednesday for details on the gold medal winners, the best of the best for the AVAs, and the Winemaker of the Year Award. So for this week's Wine of the Week, I thought I would highlight last year's top winning wine from Trentadue winemaker Miro. What a superstar that guy is. I just love his wines. It got 99 points, and here is last year's best of the best. the 2021 La Storia Cuvée 32 from Alexander Valley. This is a blend of 47% Sangiovese, 31% Merlot, and 22% Montepulciano, a very unique blend, and it is just rocking. It's bright and beautiful and lush like Nancy Wilson of Heart. I don't know why that came to mind. Oh, hints of huckleberry and some baking spices, some juicy cassis. This is just delicious. And you know what? It's under $30. That's right. I found it around town at a few places for $25.99. Oh my gosh, delicious. We're talking about the wine of the week this week, drinking so fabulous. The 2021 La Storia from Trentadue Winery, Cuvée 32 from Alexander Valley. Congratulations to Miro and good luck for this year's competition. And talking about my wow, I should tell you that for this 13th annual North Coast Wine Challenge competition taking place next week, again, if you want to enter, here's the website, pdncwc.com. And entries are definitely way up this year, Daryl Groom said, so I'm excited about that. Now, note that all gold medal winning wines will be showcased at the Press Democrats Wine Festival, which is always a hoot. That's taking place this year on June 14th. Stay tuned for more details. And circling back around to getting to the root of it, again, if you want my beet shrub recipe that we talked about getting from last week's show and the can't be beat cocktail recipe, just send me an email, ziggy@krsh.com. That's ziggy@krsh.com. You can also go to our Crush website at krsh.com and click on podcasts. Go to Wine Wednesday and you can listen to last week's show where I shake up and get to the root of it with this fabulous cocktail. Okay, well, speaking of cocktails, as I wrap up this week's Wine Wednesday, I hope to see all y'all this Saturday at Agave in Healdsburg for their mezcal and tequila tasting event from 5 to 8 p.m. They're going to be featuring 5 tequilas and 7 mezcals. How cool is that? Agave is really easy to find. They're in that shopping center right on Vine Street near downtown Healdsburg. All right, be sure to tune in to Wine Wednesday next Wednesday when I'm shake, rattle, and roll and uncorking some deliciousness. Have a spirited Wine Wednesday. Cheers, my friends.